team, and welcome back to the Best of Five podcast. This week, we are honored to have Flagler College and Florida Gator setter Kennedy Muff on the show. Listen to hear Kennedy's unique story, learn some valuable lessons, and get to know this special individual. Her resilience, leadership, and positive attitude are so inspiring. Why is volleyball the best? Because it's the best of five. Let's dive in.
I'm Claire. This is my brother, Grant. We're the hosts of the podcast, Best of Five. We're very thankful to have you on today. So thanks for agreeing to be with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for inviting me. I'm excited.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're really passionate about like getting to know the person behind the player and like giving you guys the platforms that you work so hard for and that you deserve. So we have like, we call it the best of five because we think volleyball is the best. So when did you like fall in love with volleyball, or when did you begin to think that volleyball is the best?
So when I started to fall in love with volleyball, I started playing when I was 10, but I grew up around the game like kind of my whole life. So my mom played college volleyball, and she's been a coach for several years at the club level and the high school level. And so she was kind of my inspiration. And my brother also, he's a year older than me. He played volleyball too. So we've kind of just had it in the family. A lot of my cousins played Division One, and they're all amazing athletes, but our family reunions are basically just big volleyball tournaments.
That's so fun.
It's the dream.
That is the dream. So much of our family is like 5, 6.
Yes. Yes, there wouldn't be much defense at the net.
Yeah. I love that. No, yeah, we have a lot of tall players in our family, but a lot of setters, a lot of hitters, but we're all really competitive. But yeah, I started playing because my mom was very involved in the sport. I think she said that my brother was born because she coached high school when she was pregnant with the both of us. And so when my brother was born, I think he was born on a sectional final game night. And then I think I was born on like a regional final of the next year.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Did she go to those games?
I don't really know.
Probably not.
Yeah. So we've been born into the sport. We kind of, you know, started it right off the bat.
Yeah. That's awesome. We love that.
It's awesome. Especially because like, the sport's different, like in every single sport or in every single state, but we don't know many people like that up here in Pennsylvania.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I mean, Wisconsin and Illinois has a lot of very competitive volleyball, and it's really high level. So being from there is kind of a norm. But then also like kind of being able to branch out into Florida and like learning where everyone comes from and like the different worlds of volleyball in their states, it's so interesting to like see kind of how big yet how small the sport is too.
Definitely, that's what we run into a lot, like in Pittsburgh, is, you know, you think this volleyball community is so big because there's, you know, a million girls playing it, but at the end of the day it's a really small world and everybody knows everybody.
And like, has opinions on everybody.
Yes.
100%. It's a
lot. Yeah. So you're from, you went to high school in Wisconsin, is that right?
Yeah. So I went to school at Wistosha Central High School. And I grew up in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Yeah. And then did you play club like around Chicago?
So I played club at Sky High Volleyball Club. That's because my mom coached there and she's been a director there. And, so I started playing there since I was 10 years old. And then, it was a lot of driving coming, you know, from Wisconsin to Illinois every night, phenomenal club and an awesome time. Met a lot of people that I keep in touch with and coaches that I've kept in touch with. So yeah, definitely props to Sky High.
Yeah. I like the name Sky High. Because it's like the movies.
Oh my god! Yes.
Yeah, But I saw, yeah, on your like bio or whatever, that your team was like a 4-time national qualifier. So a part of success and a part of a winning environment from a young age.
For sure. Yeah, no, it was pretty cutthroat, not gonna lie. We had there's a lot of phenomenal players in Illinois, and so it was cutthroat. I mean, even when you made the top team, because I didn't make a top team until I was 14 years old. I was always on like the twos team. And then when I was 14, I got on my first ones team. And even when you make it on the top team, you always are worried that, you know, your position is going to be threatened by someone else at a different team. Like, they're like, okay, if you're not cutting it, we're going to pull someone up. So it was a very competitive environment, but definitely prepared me for college and high school for sure.
Yeah, definitely. What do you think, like, obviously that helped you because college and even high school can be very competitive. But what do you think, like, the biggest lesson that you learned, you know, starting out being competitive so young?
Yeah, honestly, I think it taught me to kind of like know my worth and start to like kind of build a reality around like what my future was going to be in volleyball. Because when I was young, I actually was a competitive Irish dancer while I was also a club volleyball player. So I was a dancer for the Trinity Irish Dancers of Chicago. And so I would go from club practice to downtown Chicago to then do Irish dance practice and then back home to Wisconsin.
So
it was a really cool opportunity to be able to do that and be good at both, but definitely very opposite sports. So I needed to pick one by the time I was in, by the time I got to high school, my parents were like, all right, like, you got to pick one. This is a lot. Yeah. And so I loved the team aspect of volleyball. That's kind of why I chose it. Like, I was weirdly good at Irish dance for some reason. And so I loved the performance aspect of it, but I really wanted to be a part of a team sport, and I loved like being able to like compete with a team and not just as an individual. And that's kind of how Irish dance was. It was more about like your individual, you know, rankings and accomplishments, and I wanted to be a part of a team. So I think that like that decision, and then, you know, that kind of like boosted my competitive drive, because, you know, being able to have the Irish dance on the side where I was kind of just competing against myself, and then, you know, having volleyball where I'm competing with the team, like, I just kind of grew to love being a part of a strong group of women. And
that's awesome. I love that. And like throughout your career, it's been obvious that you're a very team-centered player and put a lot of value in your teammates. But before we move on to that, I want to ask about what skills or what things did you learn from Irish dancing that translated into volleyball? Just because I think that's a really fun route.
That's such a cool question. Yeah. So I would say definitely like the agility and like footwork, because when I was like, obviously being a setter, like you have to have good footwork and fast feet. I definitely think that I had a little bit of an advantage at a young age being able to cross train like that, because obviously very, very different things again, but being able to like be fast in learning like footwork, like especially even if it was like for blocking or transition, like I looked at things as if it was like a dance that I was learning. So I was kind of able to like acclimate really easily and kind of understand that footwork and that speed. I know for a little while I was probably kind of goofy footed when I was younger and not growing into myself. The cross training, they're probably like, my coaches were like, why are you doing that with your feet?
Exactly. And you're like, this is how I can jump high.
Yeah.
No, literally. Yeah. It's the only way I know how to do it. No. I definitely think the footwork and the speed of my feet and like the flexibility and stuff helped me, you know, throughout that journey to kind of like transition into fully being a volleyball player.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome.
And like, volleyball is like rhythmic too.
Yes.
You know, like there's a rhythm to volleyball.
Yeah. For sure.
That's so cool to have that crossover.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to have like have body awareness at a young age whenever you're, you know, learning a sport. Cause I started out doing gymnastics, and I credit a lot of that to my like athletic ability, because I learned early on how, like, if I move my body in a certain way, I'll get a good result. You know what I mean? So learning that. I just think it's very interesting. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I wrong, or did our friend Mo?
Yes.
Okay. Did she do like Irish dance?
Yes. So one of my best friends and roommate from college, from Juniata College, is an Irish dancer turned center.
Crazy.
No way.
Yes. Yeah. No. Maybe so she'll... No, seriously. I'll have to get you guys together or something, because like she'll like break out Irish dancing at a party and then like go and destroy, you know, teams on the court and just block like no other and dish the ball.
Yeah. Irish dancing is the best party trick to have. Best party.
Yes. People go wild for it. It's awesome.
That's so funny. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really cool. We can move on a little bit to your volleyball career. So you had a pretty esteemed high school career. You're a 4-year starter, contributed a lot to the team. So how did that help you make your way to Flagler College?
Flagler, yeah.
Okay. It kind of trips me up saying that.
totally understandable. Everyone does it.
So how did your high school career help you get to Flagler?
Yeah, no. So I had a really competitive high school volleyball career. We made it to the sectional final like each year, and it was a really awesome environment to be around a great group of girls. Our volleyball team was really, really well known at our high school. Our volleyball matches were like some of our biggest like games. Like our student sections and everything were amazing, and it was such an amazing environment to be in, like in high school. Like the gym would be filled for volleyball matches for both like men's and women's volleyball. And being able to like have friends and support on both sides was really cool too. I basically like had a kind of a hard time in high school. I blew out my knee my senior year of high school, and then when I was going into my junior year of high school, I actually had a really bad appendicitis accident. So my appendix ruptured. Yeah, it was really bad. I was at a club practice and I had like these terrible, terrible cramps in my stomach, and I was like, what is happening? And then I was like, guys, like, I really think I need to go to the hospital. And like, you know, as an athlete, like, usually if you're feeling something, you just kind of brush it off because you think it's nothing, and you're trying to continue. Yeah. So I was down really bad, and my appendix, they had scanned me and they're like, it's about to rupture. We need to rush her into emergency surgery. But the issue was that the hospital that I was at had a surgeon that wasn't available to be able to do the surgery. So they were gonna fly me to a different hospital. They're gonna flight for life me to Milwaukee Children's. But then and it was like a 15-minute flight. But they told me that on the flight it would be worse because they wouldn't have everything to keep me stable if it had ruptured during that time period. So they kept me at the hospital, and then I had the surgery the next day. My appendix ruptured that night. Didn't think I was gonna make it through the night. The doctors were kind of telling my family to like just like be aware that I might not make it through the night. My body was in complete shock and my organs were failing. Like, it was a really, really tragic situation. But luckily got out of that. I was in the hospital for about a month. Couldn't really eat anything for about 2 weeks. I had to like relearn everything. Like, my organs had to completely heal. I was on a volleyball for about 3 months. I lost 35 pounds. I think I was like under 100 pounds like at that time.
Surgery.
So I was super, super weak. But I had committed to Flagler right before my appendix had ruptured. So I was really stressed out. I was like, I feel like I'm gonna lose my scholarship. I'm not gonna be able to play again. Like, it was a whirlwind of emotions. But my coach, Matt Affolder at Flagler, like, he was so supportive of me. He was like, you're a warrior. Like, you're gonna get through this. We're gonna be here for you along the way. And he was like, I am banking on you, like, coming here. And and everything's going to be okay. Yeah. So that happened, recovered from that. And then year and a half later, I blew out my ACL 5 months before my first collegiate match at Flagler. And it was a difficult time, but then I told my physical therapist, I was like, I am not going to miss my first collegiate match. Like, I am going to recover this knee in time. Like, I want to play my first collegiate match. Like, that is my goal. So they told me, the surgeon told me it was going to be like 8 to 12 months recovery. And I was like, no, I'm doing it in 5. So I did it. I got cleared a week before my first college match, and then was freshman of the year that season at Flagler, won a conference championship with my team. It was awesome. So definitely had a lot of adversity that I faced the last couple of years in high school that helped prepare me to just kind of like go through the mental, you know, struggles of facing injury before getting into college. So
wow, that was a roller coaster.
That was a roller coaster.
Yeah,
I can't imagine what it was like actually going through that.
Yes,
it was a rough go.
Yeah, but very sorry. Yes, no, exactly, and that's what it's all about. Is just when you're, you know, dealt a bad hand, is how do you bounce back from that?
Yeah. And like when your organs are failing, the last thing you need to be worrying about is like volleyball and playing and going to college. Like, that's like really bad timing.
It was bad, but honestly, like the support I had from my family and friends was absolutely amazing. And it was cool because that year my team went to AAUs, and obviously I couldn't compete because I wasn't allowed to yet. But I got to go, and like my doctors told me I could fly just to go surprise them and watch them play. It was a cool experience to be there, something I'll never forget, and kind of been able to have the support from those people on that team throughout the rest of my career. So even though it was a really hard situation to go through, I, you know, am thankful in a way because it's built relationships for me, you know, down the road that have prepared me and helped me, you know, throughout my college career.
For sure. That's awesome. And you've like, definitely, like, you get lemons, make lemonade, you know, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And you definitely worked for that. So you had success at Flagler. Had a great career there, 4 years there. And then you have your fifth year. So can you tell us the story of how you ended up at Florida for your fifth year?
Yeah. So, really crazy story actually, but it was an awesome one. So, it's a full circle moment because when I went on my visit to Flagler College when I was in high school, I actually was on my visit, and in the gym was the University of Florida volleyball players and Mary Wise at Flagler College, because they do a retreat with their girls, and every so often come to St. Augustine because Mary loves St. Augustine. And so when I got there, I thought that that was the Flagler volleyball girls in the gym, and I looked at my mom and I was like, Mom, I'm never gonna play here, like these girls are so good. And then I was like, wait, there's Mary Wise in the corner, and then realized that it was the Florida Gators. So that was a really cool thing. So fast forward, obviously went through COVID and everything. And then my junior year spring, my coach, Matt Alfolder at Flagler, decided to leave, needed to, you know, kind of make that decision for himself. And he was an amazing coach for the 3 years that I had him. And then, we kind of started a hiring process at Flagler that all of us girls were involved with, and in, which was really cool. The admin wanted us, because they knew we were a really successful program, they wanted us to be involved and have someone that fit our needs. And so Skylar came in, Skylar Lopez, and he was the volunteer assistant coach at Florida prior. And so, so he came in and we hired him. He's awesome. So I got to have him as my coach for my senior year. And then, so when he came in that May, I believe is when we got him hired in Flagler, I had stayed for the summer and was training at Flagler. And then he had said, hey, there's like the Florida volleyball camps that are coming up this summer. Like, if you want to make some money and work them, they're looking for coaches. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, yeah, totally. So this is before my senior year, the summer before my senior year. And I go with one of my teammates, Jordan Berglund at Flagler, and we stay and we work camp. Well, at the time, the girls for the Gators, we actually do like basically like open gyms and we play in front of the campers and stuff. And so at the time, Alexis Stuckey was actually injured with a meniscus injury. And so they needed a setter to set the other side for when they played 6-on-6 in front of the girls. And so I was one of the, like, the, I think I was one of the only college setters like in the gym. And so they were like, Kennedy, would you mind like filling in and like playing for when we do open gym? And I was like, sure, of course. Obviously I was like freaking out, so excited. Like, I was like, this is going to be such a cool opportunity. And I have my Flagler College t-shirt on and I'm playing with the Gators. And it was such a cool thing to be able to like kind of get to know the girls. So I played with them and it was super fun. And then kind of, you know, continued my career, finished my last season at Flagler. And at the time and at Flagler, they don't have any master's programs that I was like looking into. Oh, okay. I was a marketing major. And so I wanted to go get an MBA or start my master's in business or try to find something else. I was going to have to kind of just like double major or minor, add another minor at Flagler. And so I wanted to kind of go pursue my education. I worked really hard in school. So I was like, this is something like my heart will always be in St. Augustine and at Flagler. Like I love that place. And it was so hard talking to Skylar. Like we went back and forth for like weeks and he's like, you need to do what's best for you. Like, and I'd planned on taking my fifth year there, but, so I knew I needed to get in the portal just to kind of see what options I could have moving forward for and volleyball. So got in the portal and I got some amazing opportunities, talked to some amazing coaches at different schools and didn't think that I would have some of the conversations that I did. So it was really cool to like kind of see that I was wanted in other programs. And then in December, I go home and I'm at home with my family for break and I get a text from Mary and she had my phone number from Cam as a coach. And she said, hey Muff, like, do you think we could get on a phone call soon? And I was like, oh, sure. Absolutely. And I am telling you guys, I swore I thought that she was going to ask me just to like work camp again. Like she was like going to ask me to do summer camp like next season or whatever. And so I was like, yeah, absolutely. And I told my mom and dad, I was like, hey, I think Mary's going to ask me to work camp again. Like, they're like, oh, so cool. Like, text from Mary Wise. And then she calls me. I get on the phone and she's like, hey, so like, we're talking, we're like catching up and everything. She's like, so I see you're in the transfer portal. And I was like, yeah, just trying to, you know, see something for my fifth year. And she's like, how'd you like to be a Gator? And I was like, and I actually had to mute the phone because I was like freaking out. I like immediately started like tearing up. I was like, oh my gosh, like this is so crazy. So yeah. I muted the phone and she was like, hello. And then I answered. I was like, I did not expect you to say that, but like absolutely I would want to be a Gator. Like this is so crazy. Like Mary Wise is a legend. She's done so much for not only volleyball but like women's sports in general. Like she's someone that my mom has educated me on since I was little, and I just was like, wow, this is such a crazy opportunity. So I was like, absolutely, like 100 times yes. Like and she was like, you know, we don't know where you would lie. Like you'd obviously like come in as a backup and we just want you to be a part of our team. We love your leadership. We love your culture and your attitude. And she was like, she had always said, she was like, you're my favorite setter in Division II. So like even Mary Wise saying that, I was like, wow, this is so cool. Yes. So then we solidified it and I committed and then started my last year here at Florida. And it was one to remember. Sure.
No, that's amazing. That's literally a dream come true.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah. And that's so amazing how it worked out, you know, just like maintaining connections and getting to know the right people, and just being in there working really hard, but then also just being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
For sure. Absolutely. No, and I give credit to Skylar because if I hadn't gone to that camp and, you know, been a part of that, like who knows what would have happened. So
Yeah, that's so amazing. You had the support from your coach to pursue other opportunities, you know, because not everyone has that or, you know, is able to do that. Yeah. So, yeah, that's really awesome. So you move into Florida. You started grad school there? And
yeah, so I did a graduate certificate. It was kind of like the only thing I could do, like with the time period that I had graduating in December. So decided to do a graduate certificate. So it was a cool opportunity.
Yeah,
but yeah, I moved to Gainesville 4 days after my graduation at Flagler.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So really no time to readjust. And then you were back in the gym at Florida. How was that transition from playing at Flagler to playing with the Gators?
It was amazing. Like, honestly, like in the summer, it was so cool to like be here and train and, you know, work with all the girls and kind of like form relationships with them and get to know the program and the expectations. And it's just, it was a really cool environment to be around and learn, you know, prior to going into the fall. But no, it was obviously a big transition. I think, you know, but the girls and the mentality and our competitiveness, like with this group that we had in the 23 season, is just amazing. And we've kept these friendships for so long, and I think they'll remain for such a long time. So it was a really cool group to be a part of, for sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. So at the beginning of the season, like your role was, you know, to be sort of the backup setter, and, you know, fulfill whatever role they needed you to. And then it was like the end of like non-conference play. You were kind of thrown into the fire because of the Alexis Stuckey injury. So can you talk a little bit about your transition from the different roles that you were playing on the team?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, obviously right off the bat, my heart dropped for Stuckey because I had already been through that same injury that she is recovering from. And so I obviously will always have a soft place in my heart. And it just sucks to see someone that's so phenomenal and so talented go down like that. And, you know, it's not anything at all. It's just not deserving and not fair. But being able to go into that situation was a lot. The Wisconsin match was like such a huge deal for me, specifically because my family, obviously growing up, we've been Badger fans our whole life, and I've known Kelly Sheffield for years, and he's seen me grow up at his Wisconsin Badger volleyball camps. Like I've always, you know, kind of been going to those. So, and that was a really cool moment just to even be playing in the O-Dome against the Badgers. Like, I would have never even thought that I was ever going to be in that moment, ever, with playing Wisconsin across the net. Like, it was just, that itself was just an amazing experience to be able to be a part of, whether it was a backup or on the court. And my whole family, like, dedicated their time, and they all flew, like, my brother, my mom, my dad, my aunt, my little cousin, because obviously that game was just such a big deal and they weren't going to miss it. So it was a crazy experience. Obviously the O-Dome being sold out, we had a huge crowd. It was so cool to see that.
It was like a record-breaking crowd, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the most that the O-Dome has ever had. It's crazy. Yeah, so definitely a lot. But honestly, in that transition, because I had worked, like, you know, obviously as a B-side setter, I'd worked hard. I did the training in the gym, and I kind of trusted like my instincts. And I think being a fifth year, like, I knew what it took to just go out and play as hard as I could. I've obviously been a starter on a team at Flagler. And so I felt like I could go in with, you know, obviously not the utmost confidence, but enough to help me, and my teammates instilled confidence into me that whole match. Like, obviously everyone was devastated with the injury, but then the way that the girls had my back the whole match and supported me through it is something that, like, I just will never forget. And it was so cool to be a part of, and to think that we were only 2 points away from beating, you know, that it was a lot. But my biggest thing being like the support I had from my family and the people that were there for me. My Flagler coaches were at that match, and I mean, old teammates of mine, there were so many people supporting me in that moment. And I I think that when I was on the court, I was like, okay, you know, this is a crazy situation, but right now, like, we're here to win. We're here to work hard. I know the game plan. Right. I know the scouting. I know that if, like, I wasn't good enough to be in this moment, I wouldn't be here. And so I tried to kind of, like, just tell myself that and help have my teammates help instill that in me. Obviously, it was very stressful, and I, you know, was definitely nervous. But it was something that I kind of needed to get over right away because our end goal in that match was to try to beat them. And that's what every match was before that and after that. And so that's kind of how that went about. But it was a really touching moment for my family. My mom had been going through breast cancer treatments. She had been diagnosed in February. And so then she had not really been able to come to a lot of games really at all. So that was the first time she had watched me even in a Florida jersey in the O-Dome. So it was just a crazy thing. The fact that she live for that moment, being able to watch me play. And so it was just really cool. And afterwards being able to sit with my family and just be like, okay, like whatever happens from here on out, like we have your back and we're here for you. And the amount of and calls and everything that I had from people on my phone that night, it was so supportive and amazing. And so I knew that even though it was going to be a hard transition, I had support and I had people to help me through it.
Yeah,
that's amazing. And you had trust in yourself. And because, you know, you have put in the work. So that's at the end of the day, that's really all you got to do is just when your number's called is go out and trust yourself and trust your training. But
yeah
for sure.
Looks like you have a lot of support and I mean, and your trust of your teammates, you know, for the rest of the season, you guys just really went out, trusted each other and tried to grind out for every single win.
Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, that's all you can do.
Yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah. And it goes to show like what kind of teammate you are because like you get what you give. And if you're a good supportive teammate, you're going to receive that back. And yeah, it like that's such a big part of being a great center is being a good teammate, like supporting your teammates, talking to them, and all that. Yeah, I just think that goes to show, like, oh, you're there for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. That's really cool. So, do you want to? We can circle back to now. You're at the end of your collegiate career. So do you want to talk about the end of your career and then your plans for the future?
Yeah, so it was a really obviously amazing opportunity and a phenomenal journey and something that I will never regret. It was really cool to be a part of just a team of girls that are so genuine and caring. Like our friendship is something that was unmatched, and it was something that the coaches like didn't even need to talk about or instill in us. Like obviously culture is something that every team needs to talk about, but it was like we came together, and obviously we faced a lot of more injuries following the rest of the season, and it was a tough one, right? It was like we get through 1 week, and so it was hard for us, but I think that it brought us all really close. And I mean, I don't think there's one girl on that team that won't be like at my wedding one day. Like these girls are just so amazing. And they taught me what genuine female friendship looks like. And for that, I will forever be grateful that Mary called me that day. And I think it just kind of goes to show, like, everyone's even said, like, on social media and stuff, and even Mary has an article that says, like, watch how they celebrate. Like, our celebrations, the way we cheer each other on, the way we support each other, like, we had no choice but to be there for each other. Yeah. And I think that that's the biggest thing to take out of the 23 season. And it's not about the injuries or the people that had to step up into certain roles or even me having to take on that role. It's about the fact that our team showed our adversity and our commitment to one another, and we didn't stop throughout the rest of the season, not until the last point, until the last ball dropped with Georgia Tech. And I think that that's the biggest takeaway that I'll have is that our team this year was more than the sport of volleyball and our skill. It was showing light to other people that may have not had the opportunity right away, but to show that, like, from the first and top person on the team to the last person on the bench, we are a team and we're always going to do it together. And I think, like, that is what has, like, motivated me and, you know, kind of what's made me really happy to be able to stay in touch with these girls and continue to form genuine relationships and everything outside of the sport and outside of training. You know, so it's just, it's been a lot, but, you know, a lot of us have been in PT, you know, trying to recover. Yeah. And I cannot wait to see the comeback of these girls, like, next year. Right. It's so amazing to see. And I just pray and I hope that, you know, they continue to thrive and I'll always be supporting them. Yeah, I faced that injury at the end of, you know, December and had surgery right after season ended. And I'm still in recovery for that. So I'm going to continue to do that and try to get back to playing as fast as I can. But I actually had this amazing opportunity. So I had an NIL deal that I started at Flagler with a company in Jacksonville, Florida. And it's called Podium X. And it's basically, the best way to describe it is a LinkedIn for specifically student athletes. So what they do is the transition of the student athlete into their professional careers. So whatever they want to go into, just because we know how hard it is as a student athlete to kind of find your identity and find who you are without your sport. And yeah. So I had this NIL deal for about 2 years and they stayed with me. I was a brand ambassador for them. Even when I came to Florida, I kept in touch with them. Cool. And then we had a lunch during season and they had kind of said to me, you know, we're looking to hire you, like, if you want to stay a part of us and stay a part of this team and you want to be involved, like, we would love to have you part of our team. And so I actually took that position. So now I am a partnerships coordinator for Podium X. So I promote the site to athletes and administrators across the country to stay involved in sports and continue to help student athletes on their journey outside of athletics, but also to thrive in their professional careers. And so I'm doing that now. I'm super stoked and excited to be a part of it. I've been in the job. I started on January 15th, so like right after I graduated. But it's been an awesome journey so far, and I can't wait for the future and to kind of see where it goes. But I will be moving back to St. Augustine because it's about, you know, a 30-minute drive from my work office. And I love it so much. I fell in love with it when I was a regular, and I can't get away from it. So my plan is to move back there once I'm finished up with PT here in Gainesville and then continue to help student athletes and hopefully get back on the court soon.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
It's really awesome. I love that.
Yes. because like I know firsthand it can be like so hard to try to find yourself after your sport. And like the job search and the job market is so scary and daunting. That it's so amazing that you're providing student athletes with these resources.
Yeah. And like you don't have to It doesn't have to be two separate things. You can, you know, you found a way to combine the two things that you love and like, you know, now you're working and still staying in the volleyball scene and athletic scene.
For sure. Yeah, no, definitely something I'm passionate about. I love it. And I can't wait to see where it takes off.
Yeah, that's awesome. Your story is so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of twists and turns and like
ups and downs,
yeah, and you
sure some ups and downs.
Yeah,
but I mean, like your perseverance and team spirit is just unmatched. Honestly.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Do you have anything else to add that you'd like anyone to know?
Honestly, the only thing that I do want to add, just because I feel like you guys are doing such an amazing thing, like being able to highlight the sport of volleyball and obviously like watching the sport grow over the last few years has been so phenomenal. And yeah. And like even the implementation now of the pro leagues in the U.S. is going to be such a big game changer to so many student athletes. And I think that it's so amazing that you guys are taking the time to do this, so like I admire that so much. And yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I'm so thankful to be able to be a part of this and like be on this pod today. And I think the one thing that I will add is something that helped me so much, and I think this is a perfect opportunity to be able to voice it, is During, you know, season, it was really hard stepping into that role and sometimes finding confidence in who I was, knowing that a lot of people were going to probably doubt, you know, my abilities coming from a different division, never playing Power 5 Division 1 volleyball. And I think that one of the things that kept me going throughout the entire time of season that impacted me so much was the little girls at the games that supported me and bought my merch. And I mean, the amount of stories that I could go on and on about these little girls and their support. And Mary, she does such a good job of making sure that we stay connected with the girls, giving them time after matches to, whether it's sign autographs, give them high fives, like talk to them. Like, and I admire that so much because I truly think that that's how we'll continue to grow the game, is stay involved with the youth athletes and get the college athletes connected to them. And just one story that I have is, there's this girl that was a ball girl for us and she was amazing. And I don't want to say her name just because I don't know if she wants it out there, but she knows who she is. And basically at the beginning of the year, she crocheted these scrunchies for us to wear in our hair. She made one for every girl on the team, like handmade them. And so I, before I was even, you know, starting and playing, I wore that scrunchie every single game. And I made it my game day hair scrunchie. So that way, like, every single time that there was a photo of me posted during a game, I had the scrunchie in my hair. And so I thought that that was just, like, so cute and amazing because when I was little, the person I looked up to was Lauren Carlini at Wisconsin Badgers. Yes. And I would have died if she, like, took something that I gave her or, you know, had appreciated that. And so I was like, this is just such a good opportunity for me to be able to stay connected. And another thing, so she continued to kind of be one of my fans throughout the year. And during the Arkansas game at home, it was like our last game, and it was actually like our, I think it was one of our Dig Pink games. So my mom actually made it to that match at the O-Dome. And this little girl, during the month of October, I wore a ribbon in my hair for my mom, and it was pink, and it just was like a regular ribbon, and I had written mom on the bottom of the ribbon. And so I stopped wearing the scrunchie so I could, you know, support my mom and her breast cancer journey that she was fighting at the time. And so my mom was actually up at the top of the O-Dome, and she was in one of the upper sections, and she was watching me sign autographs after the game. And this little girl comes up to me, the same one that made the scrunchies for all of us. She's in my merch. So immediately I start, like, because at Flagler, opportunity, and it was just, like, so amazing to, like, have a little girl, like, buy my merch and wear 14. And so I started tearing up. And then she goes, I have something for you. And I was like, oh, like, what do you have? And she pulls out, oh, I'm going to literally start crying right now. She pulls out this scrunchie, and it was pink, and she literally crocheted mom into the scrunchie. And so she gave it to me to wear for, like, the rest of the season and for the rest of the year. And my mom was watching from up above. She saw the whole thing happen. And, like, a bunch of my cousins and my family were there, too, and everyone was crying. But I just think that it's such an amazing story to kind of show, like, how much these little girls support and give. And I feel like it's sometimes kind of hard to be able to connect with them or say, like, how much they actually impact us, because they impacted me so much. And I had another little girl that was a super fan of mine at Flagler, and she continued to come to every Gator game she could and support me even when I was at Florida. And so it's just, I really want those little girls to know how much they mean to us and how much it meant to me, especially during this season, and how much that support meant, because I don't think it's voiced enough, and it does matter. So for the little girls that, like, are doing those things, like, keep doing it and keep helping, because it makes such an impact when we obviously have a lot of stress and a lot going on and pressure with school and volleyball and training. And sometimes just seeing that or having the smallest gesture means the world. So that's just the last thing I wanted to say, because it's just such a cool story and a big part of why I was able to get through the season.
Yeah, for sure. And it just goes to show, like, how the little things matter, you know, like showing up for people, showing support. And you're right, like that's how we're going to grow the game. And that's how this game's going to continue to get better and better, is because of people like you inspiring the next generation.
And you guys, don't forget you guys.
Oh, thank you. Yes, thank you so much. Yeah.
That was genuinely like the sweetest thing ever.
I have goosebumps.
I know. I'm telling you, it was like the most touching thing, and I have that scrunchie and I will keep it forever. Like I have it framed, and I think having little things like that almost don't seem like they're big, they are a really big deal to us. Right. And I think that like that it just helps so much. And I hope that we can continue to kind of, you know, shed light on the people that support us and help us, and the fans and people buying merch and doing all of that. Like, I never thought I would be involved in something this like big and have people buying my jersey number and my name on the back of things. It's just such an amazing thing to be a part of, that I know a lot of collegiate athletes throughout different divisions don't always get that. And so I just hope that we can continue to also kind of expand that to other divisions, because every college athlete is training hard and doing the same thing, no matter whether it's Power 5 Division 1 or an NAIA school. You know, it's just how it is. So I hope that, you know, can continue to shed light on people to just always support.
Yeah, definitely.
That's so important.
It is. Yeah, and it's just going to keep on growing and keep getting better and better.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, but this has been a really great conversation. We thank you so much for coming on. Your story is so cool. You're so well-spoken and, you know, just really get the game of volleyball and are such a great overall person.
Yeah, inspiration.
Yes, for real. Definitely.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to episode 14, Kennedy Muff. We can't thank Kennedy enough for coming on the pod and sharing her story. We hope it impacted you just like it impacted us. Tune in next week for another interview with an NCAA volleyball superstar. Please remember to like, subscribe, and follow the Best of Five podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Why is volleyball the best? Because it's the best of five.